Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. You're listening to Freedom Today. This is Dakota Lone Star. Tonight's program is of grave importance, and not necessarily for the reasons that you may think. This afternoon, I picked up a copy of the Washington Post, and there's an article on the front page by Robert Barnes entitled "Divided Justices Offer Compromise on Contraceptives." And so we're going to talk about that tonight. And we'll get to quite a few things regarding this particular article, but I want your thoughts tonight. The call number is 929-477-4090. We're going to spend a significant portion of the program talking about how many justices you think should be on the Supreme Court and why. And we're going to talk about that at great length, like I said. But I want to go ahead and cover this article, the meat of this article first. Excuse me, my voice is a little under the weather today, but this is a really important program. All right, so today's episode, if you will, of the Washington Post and Divided Justices Offer Compromise on Contraceptives by Robert Barnes. So I'm going to go ahead and begin reading the article, and then I'll stop at certain points and then segue back into the article itself. Okay, you can check me out online at 40and28forever.com is my home on the web. And also, I'm going to jump back over there too. I haven't been on the site for I think over a week now after spring break, and it was a great time. I had my children in, and it was awesome to see them and kind of break things up prior to the summer of 16. So that was awesome to see them, and I was able to invest my time and effort into parenting, and which I think is sorely needed in this nation as well. But I'm going to go ahead and begin with this article. You can also follow me on Facebook or like me as Dakota Lone Star and follow that. The updates will increase as listenership increases, obviously, there. And also, I'm on Twitter as DOC_OTA Lone Star. That's DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. And so let's go ahead and begin, shall we? All right, Robert Barnes. And this is going to be a verbatim take based on his article today, or that was printed today in the Washington Post. The reality of an ideologically divided, evenly split, one-man-down Supreme Court became apparent Tuesday. The justices deadlocked on a major organized labor case and tried to avoid a second stalemate by floating their own policy compromise on the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate. And that's what I would really want to cover. We can get into, if we have time this evening, this is slated for 2 hours. But we can cover organized labor in the last few minutes if we have time. Excuse me. It's interesting. He goes on to say the actions underscored how the death of Justice Antonin Scalia has upended business as usual at the Supreme Court. And I think that that certainly is the case, that business as usual, things change. You know, when you lose people, obviously, based on the sheer number of justices that make up our Supreme Court, at, you know, it was 9 and now it's 8. I like 8. I happen to truly, although I love dog fights, not fights per se in terms of actual canine fighting and betting. I think that's sick. Although I don't worship dogs or trees or anything else. But anyway, he goes on to say, this is where it gets interesting. And this article is actually well-written and thought-provoking. And so I really don't take issue in terms of those two, underlying or girding efforts of Robert Barnes. But he goes on to say, They also provided a preview of the kind of tentative decisions that maybe all the 8-member court can muster. Now, I stopped right there in my tracks, and I started thinking to myself, this is one of the problems with America right now, because probably 80% of the 60%, well, let's say 75% of the 60% of Americans aim so low. You know, I'm prior Air Force, Dakota Lone Star, prior Air Force for 5 years, and still kicking myself in the hiney for not having enlisted for 20 or 30 years and serving our nation as a member of the United States Air Force. But it's interesting because it always aims so low. It's just like trickle-down economics. We'll never succeed in the United States of America or elsewhere because there are far too many people that are aiming for a $15 minimum wage rather than realizing that with their iPhone 6S or whatever the latest contraption is out there today, that they can go out and capture some pretty nice video. And most people have a computer today, and it doesn't take a whole lot in the way of a program to create meaningful content, if you will, or funny content, humorous content. And oftentimes, you know, you throw a cute kitten on the front. I'm not really into cats. I think that's a conversation for another day. But interestingly enough, you can end up becoming an overnight sensation on the internet. So rather than whining and living and dying by the Occupy Wall Street movement, that's a spiritually tedious kind of thing. It's kind of a joke. Like, so go out there and start shooting some video with your phones. I wouldn't say cop block is the way to go. I think that there's so many people that are a joke in this nation. Number one, body cameras cannot measure the amount of necessary force, and that's a program for another evening as well. But the amount of necessary force to subdue anyone, whether it's an 80-pound Caucasian crack whore or a 400-pound lineman, ex-college Division I lineman. Anyway, we'll go there at another time. But it's interesting because it may be all the 8-member court can muster. So then I started to find this particular article problematic. And then they said, as it faces a docket filled with election year controversies. See, there's another distinction now between progressive Democrats primarily and conservative Americans. And I know that we're outnumbered. In 2008, it became clear to me that even prior to 2008, one second, I'll be back with you in about a minute. Thank you. All right. Pardon the interruption. As ESPN would say, now that they've taken on certain social issues that are election year controversies, if you will, and that's where we were before I stepped out for a moment. But it'll bring me right back around to the point. As it faces a docket filled with election year controversies. So distinction number two, based on this particular article and life in general, is that conservative people, by and large, although most of us are too busy to babysit or play big brother, and that's where most progressive Democrats are actually unhinged, as well as Chris Plant would say, one of my heroes, actually. It's interesting because these people, we will never be Big Brother. We don't have the time. We would rather use our energy to raise our families, pastor churches, than are willing to go the way of some kind of pseudo Jesus or whatever. And that's fine if you guys want to create your own churches, because that's that's bootstrapping in one sense, and unholstering the American spirit or will, if you will, collectively speaking, even though we differ. Go ahead and start your own churches. I talked about that last night. Go back and catch that program last night. I think it's a meaningful program. All right. Again, the call number is 994-774-0090. I'm going to open up the lines in just a moment to anyone that wants to discuss the tendencies of a four and four half-court game. And I think it's a great idea. I think there's nothing more American than being able to stage a gunfight, so to speak, with words, obviously, and let them duke it out, and not just duke it out, but be persuasive. I mean, God forbid, to actually be, persuasive in these the loosely United States of America. Although I do owe the listenership an apology in one sense. There was a time when my dad used to be a union guy, and not all union people are un-American. There are union people that are conservative in one sense, so I'm looking forward to phone calls from those people as well. So election year controversies. We, back on point, this is interesting because, you look at the contraception mandate with the Affordable Health Care Act, and things like that are more than election year controversies for a true conservative. And like I said, I know that we're outnumbered almost 7-3 in the United States of America now, probably six and four and seven, three in the United States. There's, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything and have you believe that things are hunky-dory. Not at all. But I do believe that that's another distinction between conservatives and a clear distinction between true conservatives. You can be – here's the other thing. Fiscal conservatism isn't conservatism per se whatsoever. There are so many other things like valuing life and liberty, individual liberty, God forbid, and rather than becoming a clone – a cloned person in terms of groupthink and all the clones that they create today in these Ivy League settings and, Emory University, and having to, chalk writing just doesn't fit the bill in terms of sticks and stones. When I was a kid, it was beautiful. So many kids said, "Oh, you're too skinny, or you're too short, or you're too whatever." And they couldn't touch me in 35 meters later. So reflexes would have made me a lot of money, but I crushed my left kneecap with a baseball at just over 100 miles an hour off of the plate, straight into my left knee. Kind of a freak accident, but I was probably close to 1 2/3 of a billion or a billion in terms of reflexes. So, kind of on a side note, I'm hoping the Nationals' new manager realizes that fast is one thing, but quick is oftentimes better with good pitching. All right, so election year controversies. So these things, the left lends itself to election year controversies, and that verbiage, if you will, that was so 2 years ago, in terms of Benghazi and the heartless wonder that is this occult 44 cult left, kind of, for in terms of pigskin jargon, if you will. But we look at these things as lives. And I was driving past a sign the other day that said love is a five-letter word. Adopt at an animal shelter. And I would agree with that. I love animals. I love eating them sometimes, not dog per se. I've never eaten dog, and I never will, knowingly. But I believe in adopting animals. And, I have an awesome dog that came from a breeder. It was two breeds. But anyway, so lives versus election year controversies, lives versus that was so 2 years ago, lives versus that was global warming poses more of a threat than jihadists. Lives versus, you see where I'm going with this, right? And it's there's a track record in the United States over the last 10 years or so, and 7 or 8 years in particular. And you can quickly pick out the people that are just zombies in the United States based on their language. That was so 2 years ago. Well, I hasten to say that if you were a family member of any one of the Benghazi four, I think, that lost their lives, if you were a direct family member, you might be on a roller coaster ride in terms of holidays and missing that particular loved one. So if you, language is important, folks, and I didn't really want to go down that road tonight. I'm going to go back and listen to this program later for future programming ideas. I'm glad, you know, I handle alternative trails, you know, fairly well, and it works out well for me. But language matters. So that was distinction number two. So I'm going to continue on in Barnes' article, Robert Barnes' article. The new order demanding additional briefing in the contraceptive cases, which were argued before the justices last week, was the most unexpected and unusual of the actions. I thought that was interesting. The author said, even more surprising, the court asked the parties to react to a compromise it created. So they brought in both parties, per se, and asked them to react to a compromise that the court, the high court, had created, God forbid. And I said, imagine that, after 7 years of Obama inadequacies in terms of bringing this nation together. And that being a role of the chief executive officer of the land, and certainly a role of in terms of our military ultimately having to answer, you know, our president and our government ultimately having to answer to our military as well and to its citizens. God forbid I mention that. So I was like, that struck me as well. He said, even more surprising, the court asked the parties to react to a compromise it created. And then I obviously, like, I'm reiterating, imagine that, after 7 years of Obama inadequacies. So I'm going to go ahead and flip over now. The article has continued on A as in Alpha 5 of today's edition of the Washington Post. And so I'm going to go ahead and flip over there. And tonight's call number is 929-477-4090. And if you just want to talk about 8, is 8 the right number? Go ahead and chime in. Give me a call. Do you feel like we should be at a 4-4? That way we don't have people whining on both sides like panty waste. And I shouldn't say that, because there's so many women. KT McFarland, I'll give a shout-out to her. She would make a better commander-in-chief than number 44 any day of the week. The people have spoken. And like I said before, you know, I make no bones about it. I'm not delusional. We are outnumbered almost 7-3 with our scouts being swayed and bullied, and scouting organizations. Start your own scouting organizations if you believe in transgender scouting. Start your own, pay for the extra bathroom, God forbid. I don't want someone, what happens if you have a bisexual cross-dressing person that wanted, you know, I think South Dakota got it right recently, and another state recently got it right in terms of allowing transgender folks and bisexual folks into the restroom of choice. I wouldn't want, if I had a daughter in particular, I wouldn't even want my son to have to be subjected to a public setting and and having to take the tank to zero next to a troglodyte, like Chris Plant says. I wouldn't want that at all. Because then the question arises, you got this guy that might be fruity enough that he's not sure if he wants girls or he wants guys, and he was born a guy, but he still got his junk. But South Dakota got it right, and I'm proud to say that I hail from the great state of South Dakota. I'm not going to give you any more clues than that in terms of who I am. However, I am Dakota Lone Star at this point, and bite me if you don't like my programming. All right. Guest call number is 929-477-4090. 929-477-4090. And like I said, if you just want to talk about, I really want to stay on track though, and I will cut you off if it's not Supreme Court minded, so to speak. All right, so I'm going to continue in this article. And it's interesting to me because the justices brought in both parties in terms of the Affordable Health Care Act and the contraception mandate, and had them react to their having worked together to reach a conclusion and react to that conclusion, God forbid. And I think that's great. It's so good for the country. And then here's what's interesting. Watch this. This is damning in terms of progressive Democrats at this point. This is incredibly damning, if you will. So in light of that, Patrick Leahy, I believe the article, the senator, yes, Patrick J. Leahy, the Democrat from Vermont, who's leading a Senate effort to force hearings on Garland, right? Now watch this. Is being quoted here. Now, this just shows you how weak the left is. And I'm beginning to believe Barack Obama has been quoted as having said that, it takes a village and or it requires a village. And I would almost agree with that. I would say that, seeing that 90% of our college students can't name the sitting vice president, but they can name the last two wives, Brad Pitt's wives, they can name the last two in order, like so quick, like without even inhaling. But they can't name the sitting vice president. And these are people that are, sophomores, juniors, seniors, or university bench, collectively speaking. And we're in a lot of trouble. All right. So, Mr. Leahy, and this is Barnes quoting Leahy, allegedly stated, or said, when the Supreme Court is evenly split like today, it cannot perform its function under the Constitution to serve the people. How much? Wait a second. We were just informed by this author, the author of this particular article, that the Supreme Court brought in both parties, so nothing was done at 3 in the morning. They're people of the night and people of the day. The Bible says anyway. I won't go there, but when things are out of session, but to serve the people. Okay, so you have part and parcel parties in terms of the contraception mandate, and it's really important to me too because number one, that I find it reckless to believe. That even delusional, if someone believes that oral contraceptives, like it's not even a contraceptive, that abortifacients rather, are able to protect anyone from sexually transmitted disease, or engender responsibility. So if you believe that either of those two things are possible, if abortifacients, you're just off in la la land, and you believe that you can travel from heaven to hell and vice versa in terms of an old anyway, that was, in my opinion, incorrect, my humble opinion. But so I thought that was interesting and quite damning at that point, and really tells you where the progressive Democrats, socialists, Nazi, communists that they are, where they stand. Yeah. Rather than discourse, learned discourse, meaningful discourse, and persuasion, meaningful persuasion, Leahy said that when the Supreme Court is evenly split like today, it cannot perform its function under the Constitution to serve the people. Yeah, well, Leahy, you're wrong. And further down in that first column on page A5, Barnes goes on to say, if President Obama were to succeed in shifting the Supreme Court dramatically to the left, to the left with the Senate confirmation or recess appointment of Merrick Garland or any other liberal, the court would become a rubber stamp, not just for the wishes of powerful labor unions, but also for virtually the entire progressive agenda. And that's a quote from Kurt, allegedly an exact quote by Kurt Levy, the executive director of Freedom Works Foundation. I think it's a great quote. Moving along, further down the article yet. It says, this is Barnes thinking. He said the 4-4 vote maintains the national status quo. No, it really, well, it kind of does toe the line in terms of, but like I said, I'm not delusional. I know that we're almost outnumbered 7-3, and that's why I think that the travesty is when we equate the life cycle, the modern life cycle of a homosexual, the homosexual struggle or LGBT struggle with the struggle that the Honorable Martin Luther King faced in his day. To equate one struggle with the other would be juvenile at best, because you can walk around a corner and even want to talk about bogey golf. If you're not willing to walk into a Muslim bakery as a homosexual and try to order a cake, you're really, you know, the conservatives are being played like and we need like a class action lawsuit, I think, against the courts. And I'm not an attorney, but I would love, you know, like a Jay Sekulow or, gosh, there's another guy that sometimes speaks at our church. Anyway, Dakota goes to church. What an evil American individual. All right. So the 4-4 vote maintains the national status quo. Are we in deadlock, in a dead heat? No, not really. I mean, we're 6-4. There's no two ways around that. But anyway, I think that about wraps up that article. I just want to jump over to the very end of the article where it says, or the last column of the article, rather, first paragraph, Barnes quoted Mark Rienzi. So this is an excellent development, said Mark Rienzi, lead attorney for the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Well, there you go. Maybe that's the, and that just brought back something to my memory, having looked at my brackets over there. More important, much more important than any Sweet 16 to the Lord, and much more important than simply much more grave is the danger to the unborn than simply an election year process or event or idea or issue, you know. All right, so he went on to say that anyway, thankfully Mark Rienzi is representing a group of nuns called the Little Sisters of the Poor. And the nuns say providing employees with contraceptives would violate their faith. And I would agree with that. Here's another distinction. We, as conservatives, wouldn't even think of passing where your individuality is concerned, in the sense that if you want to be a bold atheist, be a bold atheist, as long as you're not interfering with my individual right to the pursuit of happiness or vice versa. And yes, I am a talk show host. Again, the call in number is 929-477-4090. And we're talking about the grade eight right now. Anyway, I'm going to cut this program short this evening. I just wanted to go ahead and mention one other thing out of today's program. I think basically, I threw this program out there pretty early, like all of 40 minutes. I wasn't expecting a call this evening per se necessarily, but I would welcome a call at this point. If you can hear my voice, if you're within earshot of Dakota Lone Star at this point online around the world or in the United States, give me a call. 929-477-4090. You can key that into your cell phone and hit save. Be sure to hit save because I believe this is in a tie for the top programs running, the Chris Plant Show and Dakota Lone Star's Freedom Today. And awesome news coming out right now from my organization. We will have our newspaper out hopefully in about 2 weeks. And we're going to cover a lot of these issues. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to comb through a couple of these new episodes to bring you the best in that I have to offer. All right. On the front page of today's newspaper, there is a photo that I want to get to quick because I did talk about this at some length in last night's program. It's Yanis Kordoglou, what? All right, so European Reuters photographer. Kordoglou. Anyway, all right, so we've got this photographer that works for Reuters that snapped a shot, and the byline is Escape from Flight 181. And this is about where I turned on Fox News yesterday. It was interesting because yesterday morning there was footage of this man slipping out of a window. And, you know, he's probably holding on to the bottom of the window frame. He's probably still another 5 feet off the ground or so, 5 or 6 feet off the ground, whatever. Anyway, based on this particular photo, could be 4 feet, I'm not sure, but it says, the Washington Post stated, a hostage climbs from the cockpit of a hijacked Egypt Air Airbus 320 in Larnaca, Cyprus, shortly before the 59-year-old Egyptian hijacker surrendered. Although Egyptian officials ruled out terrorism as a motive, the incident revived concerns about airport security there. And I guess, wow, there's a story on A-Alpha 7 that I'm going to read after I go off the air here in just a moment. Again, pardon me, Dakota Lone Star, forgive me for equating terror with fear, to strike fear in the hearts of man, stated the quote-unquote Holy Quran. It just doesn't jive with me or my God or certainly God. God forbid I as an individual leave that. All right. Dakota Lone Star, make sure you check me out online at 40and28forever.com. You can weigh in there. I'm going to jump over there in a few minutes to see if anyone's decided to kind of take me on and over there. And also DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. And just kind of a shout out. This is just a personal shout out, not a paid shout out. To a brother in arms, microphone arms, Chris Plant. Sir Chris Plant, I still think you should run for president of the United States of America. I spoke with him not that long ago, and he jokingly said, well, I'm not going to do that because I would be signing my death warrant. So, and you know, that's interesting because we on the far right are just so dangerous that we would rather talk about these issues see a split 4-4 Supreme Court have to persuade one or two of the others, God forbid, that happen in America, because it takes a village. Called Lone Star on Facebook. Have a nice evening, and God save America.